Well, groups representing those most disadvantaged. So they're disappointed the budget hasn't gone far enough or gone further. Child Poverty Action Group says while it is encouraging to see large investments in healthcare and services, there is limited direct relief for families. Professor Emeritus Innes Asher is the group's spokesperson and a member of the Welfare Expert Advisory Group. Kia ora, good morning.
Karen.
Right, well, $350 for what? I mean, about 2.1 million people are getting some assistance, according to the government. That doesn't go far enough for you?
No, because it doesn't reach into those families of the deepest poverty. There's 150,000 children, one in eight children in New Zealand, in the deepest poverty. We should actually have none in that category at all. And this payment excludes most of those people, in fact. So that's not very helpful. And in fact, that's only a short-term measure anyway.
The difficulty for the government, as we know, is that inflation is high. They are clearly wary of that with the way in which they have structured this payment. I mean, the danger is if they were to go bigger, it would only get eaten up by those inflationary pressures.
Well, at the moment, families are not eating because of the inflationary pressures. So we really wanted, by the government's own admission, in the budget, the report on child poverty says that they'll fail to meet their targets for 2023-24. So they really haven't done anything new in this budget of any substantial nature for supporting the incomes of people in the deepest poverty. That is, having enough food, money for basic food. At the moment, they're living in insecure housing, they're lacking other necessities, and they're getting sick and stressed, and there's no relief there. The government, the budget's called a secure future, but it's not for the 150,000 kids and their families in the deepest poverty. So we welcome the increase in health services and so on. We also welcome the change to the equity index, but the amount of money going to support that is below what it should be.
I'm interested in the design of the support payment. So that's where there's a big debate, obviously, politically about that. National what would do the tax cuts for the brackets. Labor's gone with this one-off plan. Would you have preferred to see this targeted even more at those on lower income? So we've got, 70,000 as that mark that the government has gone with. Should it be much lower?
The way to get the families with children really lifted in the deepest poverty lifted up is to give them the crucial payment within Working for Families of $72.50 per week, $4,000 a year, and that was the particular mechanism that would help those in the deepest poverty. And so, really, the government hasn't grasped that.
But hasn't it? It would argue that it's put a lot of money into with the families package over recent years, recent budgets. Is that not making enough of a difference?
No, not at all. It's really failed. It's the Treasury's own predictions of what it would help. It's only been about a third or a half of what Treasury predicted, and it didn't have the reach to get to those in the deepest poverty. They're short of $100, $200, $300 a week, Karen, for their basic necessities, for a healthy life, and there's been nothing like that delivered in the families package. Yes, so that families package was good, but it was just a very modest thing. Those in the deepest poverty have not had measures that's really been lifting them up. They need much more funding in that for the basic necessities, and it can be dealt with through adjusting the Working for Families package properly. So really, there's a lot more more focused spending that could be done, and the government itself says it's not going to be lifting any more kids out of poverty in this budget, and that's quite evident from the fact there's really no new initiatives. The initiatives they put down under the income support are old ones. They were announced last year and have already been started to be implemented. So really, it's very disappointing. The government should have this is their last opportunity to be brave and to do something to really lift those who are struggling the most in this country, the people who are really struggling with just far too little to...
Okay. Professor, we have to leave it there, but thank you very much for your time this morning. That was Innes Asher there, the spokesperson for the Welfare Expert Advisory Group.